Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depends where you are. Welcome to the Web Dev Show. I'm Doris Chan. I'm a developer evangelist at Microsoft. Today, let's talk about feature detection. This is a part of building websites that work everywhere, web interoperability episodes. My name is Doris Chan. I'm a developer evangelist at Microsoft. And here are more contact information. You could actually find me on Twitter at Doris T. Chan or email me, doris.chan@microsoft.com. And you can find more episodes about web interoperability or other videos from me at the channel9msdn.com, Doris Chan. And also from my blog, you could find more like a presentation, sample code, and so on. Again, I'm a web person. I have been a web developer for 18 years. So I also present at a different conference such as OSCON, O'Reilly Front, HTML5, DevCon, and so on. So let's actually talk about the feature detection. Again, it's part of the web interoperability episodes. In the previous episodes, we talked about how to do tests, how to work with CSS and watch out the prefix, how to actually not to use browser detection, not to use UI sniffing, right? And today we're gonna focus on what we could do, how we should do the feature detection. So we talk about why browser detection, UI sniffing is bad in the previous episode. And then because we all know, you know, you could not really checking over 100 browsers, right? And decide each logic. So the recommended way is based on the feature, the HTML5 feature, but not based on the browser versions, right? So basically, feature detection makes more sense. You could check the feature of a particular object, method, property, behavior, right? And then you could really check against that browser to see if that browser is going to support it or not support it, right? So that would be quite a bit easier, quite a bit logical, quite a bit easier to maintain than just say for each different browser, here's what I'm going to do. Right, so feature detection is a much better way of doing things. So what we should recommend is detect for standard-based features first, meaning detect for all those HTML5 standard-based features, CSS3 properties, and so on. Because all the modern browsers, they actually all support all the standards, right? But standards are basically your most stable, safe ground to work with because all the browsers are going to support those standards. Hence, all the browsers are going to support those features. So if you're doing the feature detection against that browser, you have better way to really support your web content, make sure they are more interoperable across different browsers. Now, let's actually look at into a quick example. Because we talk about a browser detection, and then we said it's not a recommended way, right? We said we should do feature detection. So here, let's actually first look into an example. So what I'm checking here is I'm basically checking if that browser is supporting using add event listener or add event, right? So the logic, if they use user agent, they say if it's not IE, then I'm going to use add event listener. And they say, if it's probably IE, then I'm going to use attach event, right? But if you think about that, is this the right way to do? Say, if you look at such a keyword, navigator.userAgent, this is still using UA sniffing. Hence, it's still using the browser detection. So not from just the using the user agent, but if you think about it from the logic perspective, it's bad. Because if you think, what it says here is, if they say, if it's not IE, then I'm using add event listener, right? And if it's IE, then I should use attach event. But think about all the IE browsers starting from 9, 10, 11, they are supporting add event listener. They are IE browsers, but they're not using attach event, right? They should actually run into Eddie Van Der Sender. That actually, that piece of logic. But then because you're checking the IE, so they will actually fit into attach event, which is wrong, right? Because IE 9 and above, they're not using attach event. They're using add event listener, right? So this is actually a better way of doing things. So what might be a good way of doing that? So now look into this. So we're checking things very simple. We're checking whether browser will support add event listener or support attach event. So all we have to do is if this browser support add event listener, then we do something, right? Load it and then pop up some message. If that browser does not support add event listener, it supports attach event, then I do something. Then the logic is so clear. Regardless if it's IE browsers or not, it's only checking if add event listener is supported or not, right? So this is actually a much better way, a good way to do the feature detection. Right? So I hope you get an idea. They're checking that particular feature, that particular method, and then give the different response. All right, so let's actually do a quick demo on that. So I'm using Visual Studio 15 Community Edition. It's a free IDE. Feel free to download and use that. So if you look at this piece of code, right? Like I said before, the right way to do things is implement add event listener. Right, so this is exactly what we do. We said if the window as that particular browser supports add event listener, then I do this. If it's not supporting, right? If it's IE 8 and below, then I'm using attach event. Right. So basically, this is really a clear distinguish for that particular method called add event listener to see how we could distinguish. And then this is what we do. So let's actually quickly run this demo. We could run it in Edge, right? Click me. It says add event listener was used. That's correct because Edge is a modern browser. It supports add event listener. That's good. So let's actually switch to some other browser. For example, we could actually work with, let's say, Chrome, right? All right, click me. It says add event listener was used. Good, because this is the most current browser for Chrome. It does support add event listener. Let's try one more thing. How about we try it with IE, right? So very nice. It says click me, same response. And then it says add event listener was used. Now, this is the IE 11, the most current IE browsers, right? So this is obviously true. IE 11 supports add event listener. Now, what if I want to test some older browser? One way we could do is I could actually using this tool called F12 tools, which is actually part of the IE and Edge as well. So you could see this F12 developer tools. You want to invoke it, just hit function key F12, and you will see this particular tool. And then one thing I want to change here is by default is IE 11, right? So what if I change it to an older browser, let's say 8? Right, so now it's changing the response to IE8. And when I click, look at what it says. It says attach event was used. It's true because IE8 does not support add event listener. It still uses attach event. So this is absolutely true. All right, so this is one example to show you how you could do the feature detection. And I hope you could get some idea about how to do that. Now, so the next question is yes. We all agree feature detection is a good way of doing things, right? But how do we want to do that? How do we want to do the feature detection? Do you want to do something like this? As a matter of fact, these are from my old code. My code to support some feature detection in the past. So I just extract here for your reference, but I don't really expect you to really read them, right? Even the monkey really freaked out, right? I mean, I don't want to do feature detection like this. So your friend will be Modernizer. In my opinion, Modernizer is probably the best way of doing feature detection. Modernizer is a free tool, it's an open source tool, and you will be able to get into the Modernizer by getting to modernizer.com. And then let me say a few good things about Modernizer. First of all, it is truly the best feature detection tool you will find available nowadays. And it's very easy to use. It's basically will automatically detect all the major HTML5 feature and the CSS3 feature. And then it will actually update constantly. So you know HTML5 is evolving, right? There's a lot of new features come out. It will update all the new feature added into the library support. Now, people say, you know what? I already have enough big JavaScript file to start with. I don't need another file, right? What should I do? Modernizer is very smart. It's really considered. It doesn't want you to getting all the HTML5 feature into the library and check that. You could actually build a customized JavaScript library to against your website. So basically, you could actually pick the particular feature you want to check and then come out with a particular customized library and using that small piece of library to check the feature. And then in addition to all the feature checking, Modernizer also provide a way, it's called a Polyfuse, which is a set of library to support some of the feature which is not supported in the older browsers. So you could actually get in those Polyfuse to do more things. And we will talk about that in the next episode. Now, if you look at this, this is a really a screen snapshot of Modernizer. So if you go to the website, you will see the exactly same thing. So you will actually be able to pick the particular feature you want to check for your library. And then, for example, I use WebGL. I click on WebGL, and it will say, if the modern browser supported WebGL, which most of modern browsers supported, then that's good. But if it does not support it, then you could have some Polyfuse to mimic the behavior of WebGL by using any of those libraries of choice. Right, so this is actually a very easy way. Once you pick up all the feature you want to do, then you could actually package it together into a very small piece of JavaScript library, and you could insert it into your code, do further checking. All right, so if you haven't tried Modernizer, take a look. And it's very, very easy to use. We talk about using the feature detection, and obviously we could do a lot of things with that, right? So we could check for found face. We could do things like this, right? And it does involve, you know, more than 10 lines of code to checking the found face if it's supported by the browser or not. Or you could do things just use Modernizer way, which is very easy. It has a Modernizer API, so you could just say, if Modernizer.foundface, if it's supported, then I do this. If it's not supported, I do something else. Right, so in this way, it's hugely simplify all the checking, all the code checking, because you use Modernizer syntax, you're just checking that particular found face. And all you have to do, remember, just check your found face, put it into your custom builder library in the beginning, then you could use Modernizer to check all the features. Okay, so very easy with Modernizer's kind of API to do it, isn't it? All right, so again, I'm here using Modernizer, right? I'm using modernizer.webgl. If that WebGL is supported, then I'm loading all the WebGL scripts. I'm having a lot of fun to run all the fancy WebGL related content. Now, if it's not, then there's multiple ways of doing it, right? One way is obviously you could say this browser does not support WebGL, or you could actually getting some kind of other message to show more detail about why it's not supporting, right, the more information. Or you could use something called a Polyfuse, like we said before, from the Modernizer site and getting those library and to mimic the behavior of WebGL, which we will talk about that in more detail, right? So this is a very good way of supporting or checking the WebGL feature, see if it's supported or not in that browser. Another one is you could also test for CSS3 features, right? So for example, you could use the existing Modernizer API. You could say test property, and that particular property is called pointer events. So you could check if that CSS3 pointer events feature is supported or not. Right, and you could actually also test, you could say test all props for the box sizing, right? And you will be able to show you all the vendor prefixes as well to see if all those CSS property with the right prefix is show up. So Modernizer could even help you to determine all the prefix to see if they set up correctly. More Modernizer could also help you to do prefix. If you don't remember in the previous episode, we talked about how to work with prefix, how to use the tools to generate. So if you don't want to use any of those tools, you could also use modernizers to generate your prefix by doing, for example, you have a CSS property called box sizing. You could say prefix box sizing, or you have another feature called transition, and you could even do prefixed transition. Then the modernizer will actually returns the correct prefix CSS property for you. Isn't that cool? So modernizer is pretty powerful. There's a lot of things in addition to the checking that particular feature. It could provide a lot of additional capability for you. And you could even kind of bundle your custom tests into the modernizer, right? Some people say, you know what? I actually not just want to check in one or two features by using modernizer. In addition, I actually want to check some tests, right? Some test result. So you could actually add a test. For example, this particular one is checking if you support gamepad or not, right? So you could actually use a function, call this add a test, and putting the particular test case you want to test for that particular application. And then you just work out a detail providing exactly what kind of a gamepad functionality you want to test, right? And then it will actually helps you to return, give you the right result, what exactly the gamepad is supported, what kind of gamepad is not supported. So you get all the, you could actually customize your tests in addition to the feature detection. You could do sort of like run a customer test to check several features inside of the web content. Okay, so now you probably was wondering, okay, I see modernizer is quite nice, right? But I'd like to see how do you really do that, right? Let's see some demo. So again, I'm using Visual Studio 2015 Community Edition. Again, it's a free IDE. And this time, we're going to actually go into the modernizer support. So at the beginning in your JavaScript library, make sure you put a modernizer, right? And in this case, you probably use jQuery. Make sure you put a jQuery here. And then in this particular one, what I'm checking here is I'm checking if this particular browser will support HTML5 Canvas and HTML5 Audio. If it is supported, then I will let a canvas to dance, right? And if it's not supported, then you will see different result. So let's take a quick look. So first, let's actually run it. So very nice. You could see this is Edge browser. It supports HTML5 canvas, supports all the audio. So you see the nice music, you see the canvas, all the circles are dancing. Very cool. Excellent. So now let's try another browser. Let's try to run it in Chrome, right? Again, Chrome, this is the most current Chrome, and Chrome also support HTML5 Canvas, HTML5 Audio. So all these two features are supported well in this Chrome modern browser, so it's fine. We're pretty happy. Cool. Let's test more browsers, right? So again, we could actually run, how about IE? Let's try the IE, right? Very nice. IE has consistent behavior because this is IE 11 and it does support a canvas and audio. Okay, now watch carefully. We again using the F12 tools, right? So we could actually mimic the behavior for all the old browsers. So let's take a look. What happened to the old browser? Let's pick IE 7, right? Let's pick IE 7 to see what's the end result. Aha, very fun. hamsters are dancing, right? So because this is IE7, which does not support a standard HTML5 canvas and audio, so these features are not supported. So in my implementation, go back to my code, I actually put some hamster, let hamster do dancing instead of canvas dancing. Hence, you see really cute hamster dancing very, very well. They are very fun, you know, fun to watch. So this, hopefully, it's just a demo, right? Hopefully, give you some idea about, you know, how all these modernizers could really help to do the feature detection. When you see the browser supported that feature, you do one thing. When it's not supported, you could do something else, right? So obviously, this is 7. And if you go back to the default browser, go back, you will see the all the canvas and audio are still working well, right? Okay, so I think we had a lot of fun to using Modernizer and checking what's working, what's not working against the browser by using feature detection. And so really the takeaway for this episode is avoid browser detection. Please, please do not use UA sniffing, right? Just like the example we shared with you in the beginning. Do not use, if you want to check at Event Listener, just check that. Do not check to see if it's IE or not. Browser detection is such a bad way because browsers are changing all the time. You will have over 100 browsers and the list is still evolving, right? So browser detection is really not a recommended way of doing things. Use feature detection. So you could check the feature and against that browser to see if it's supported or not. And then again, you could use Modernizer as your best friend to simplify the issues and make your interoperability feature detection a lot easier to work. And then remember, modernizers could also provide things like provide some old library like Polyfuse. So really, in the next episode, we will be talking about how you could work with modern browsers at the same time with old browsers. How you could make sure you write once with your web content, but it could run across both modern and old browsers. See you next time. Thank you very much.